know the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. In his letters and papers from prison on stupidity, Dietrich Bonhoeffer observed, upon closer observation, it becomes apparent that every strong upsurge of power in the public sphere, be it of a political or a religious nature, infects a large part of humankind with stupidity. And think about the context of these remarks, the backdrop. The power of the one needs the stupidity of the other. The process at work here is not that particular human capacities, for instance, the intellect, suddenly atrophy or fail. Instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, humans are deprived of their inner independence and more or less consciously give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. Does this sound familiar, America? What was happening when Dietrich Bonhoeffer penned these remarks? The fact that the stupid person is often stubborn must not blind us to the fact that he is not independent. In conversation with him, one virtually feels that one is dealing not at all with him as a person, but with slogans, catchwords, and the like that have taken possession of him. He is under a spell, blinded, misused and abused in his very being. Having thus become a mindless tool, the stupid person will also be capable of any evil and at the same time incapable of seeing that it is evil. This is where the danger of diabolical misuse lurks. For it is this that can once and for all destroy human beings. This was Dietrich Bonhoeffer's observation. Does this sound familiar? This is what's happening in America. It's the worst of Nazi Germany, I submit. And it's even worse because the propaganda has normalized this to most of society. I feel like I've soft-pedaled Hayek's Road to Serfdom for at least 2 years now. More, actually. Particularly, you know, more than that. I mean, it's been, what, in before the 2016 election cycle, for sure. Most of the year leading up to the 2016 election cycle, and for a time before that, you know, yeah, you know, we want to remain hopeful, but I'm cautiously optimistic, I said, before the election. And it was exactly what we should expect. Chapter 10 of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Why the Worst Get on Top. Why? There are strong reasons for believing that what to us appear the worst features of the existing totalitarian systems are not accidental byproducts, but phenomena which totalitarianism is certain sooner or later to produce. It's not by accident, and we're not seeing things properly. We don't realize, you know, Candace Owens is right, but she's only partly right. It's not just the left that needs God. America needs God. One of the most fertile mission fields in the world is America. It has been for a long time. A lot of people have observed that over the years. I mean, again, how far back do we need to go here? Do we, you know, Edwin Black's War Against the Weak? War Against the Weak, Eugenics in America's Campaign to Create a Master Race. And, you know, that's fantastic. So it got exported. And then once World War II was over, it got re-imported. A more virulent strain. And then it was refined, and Francis Fukuyama tells us in our post-human future that it's a kinder, gentler eugenics. Now, it's going to propagandize you from cradle to grave and tell you, you know, I mean, it's the worst psychological warfare imaginable. There was a guy I heard once, and there are other folks who have referred to it, but the way he put it made the most sense, and I wish that I could articulate it as well as he did, but trying at making an attempt at that, he explained that he and a friend were, I believe, psychologists, basically comparing notes on things and, you know, what would be worse, you know, having an island of slaves that you beat every day and told them they were worthless, or having an island of slaves that you beat every day and told them that you love them. And it would be worse to tell them that you love them, because that's psychological warfare and terrorism. Gaslighting them about what is really happening to them while you tell them that this atrocity that's being committed against them, these violations of their very being, are loving. That is America today in a very real sense. Every day, we all live it. I was saying last year and even the year before, in particular, can we just be honest? We are all victims of psychological trauma in America. You probably remember, especially when I went through the Death Cult Ideology series, and this all really reminds me of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 11. Again, the end of truth. Maybe a bit of that. The most effective way, you know, he starts the end of truth, Chapter 11, with the quote from E.H. Carr, "It is significant that the nationalization of thought has proceeded everywhere pari passo with the nationalization of industry." In other words, on par or at the same pace. The nationalization of thought, you know, and again, the most provocative takeaway, Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart touring the world, Christiane Amanpour interviews them. The most provocative thing I got out of that, really the only thing I remember, is Dave Chappelle saying, "We've been all around the world together, and you know there aren't really different people groups anymore. But everybody's pretty much drinking from the same ideological trough." Do we understand the lessons of history, America? Do we? Do we even know them? Will we recognize something? It can't happen here, right? "It is significant that the nationalization of thought has proceeded everywhere pari passo with," you know, anyway, pari passo. You know what I'm saying? "With the nationalization of industry." So the most effective way of making everybody serve the single system of ends toward which the social plan is directed is to make everybody believe in those ends. And let me step back and just go back. You know, it's not just, I mean, we played the commercial there in the final segment of the first hour. Goldwater Law Firm, you know. Have you been injured by diabetes medication? Call Goldwater Law Firm. You may be entitled to significant compensation. So we're victimizing women and children. I mean, think about it. And men, how do we feel about this? What is our role? We've been, you know, castigated for being men for a long time by there's a certain, you know, the many true, I suppose, if you want to call it that. We're not supposed to be men. We're supposed to be gelded and inured. But women and children are looking to us, maybe if only silently, to stand in the gap for them. Courageously. Not to go along with militarized, feudalist agendas that are not yours and mine. Don't serve us. Not that. But courageously in opposition to all of that. You know, ideologically. In a balanced fashion. Steadfast and resolute. Not unbalanced and, you know, leaning one way or the other. So it's a society that has become categorized, I would say, in large part, certainly in a certain context, by its predatory nature, preying on women, preying on children, preying on the weak and infirmed, preying on the elderly. You know, we should play those ads. I mean, again, you know, another, the commercials that disgust me, senior life insurance, you can get return 100%. That's 100% return on your money. No, that's some serious mental gymnastics and sleight of hand. That's what that is. It's not 100% return on your money. It's 100% return of your money, not on. That should be illegal. That should be criminal. You know, the old adage, every word counts in marketing, they say, right? The old joke, McDonald's slogan used to be, we do it all for you. If you change one word and say, we do it all to you, it kind of changes the message pretty significantly. When you say that's 100% return on your money, you are lying. That's false. That is patently false. That's not true. It's 100% return of your money. You pay that money in and you get back what you paid. That's not 100% return on your money. And by the way, it's not even money that we're talking about. Which gets to the gold commercials. You know? You're not getting a return on your money. If you have gold, you have money. That's money. These other things were claim checks. They're not even claim checks anymore. Let's talk truth, shall we? Let's stop lying and being dishonest about all of this. We have in our founding documents what money really is. Senior Life Insurance Company, initials SLIC, slick? Slick. That's 100% return on your money. No, it's not. Tom Selleck? Are you kidding? You know, AAG is a reverse mortgage too good to be true, American Advisors Group. You know, for years now he's doing that. Stumping for a reverse mortgage company. Disgusting. Seriously? I mean, really, this is what America has come to? You know? Like I said, the To Jail commercial, which again is preying on people, it's a condition that's probably been created by the same garbage. You know, the other commercial that I mentioned, I think it was last week or the week before, it was the, I can't even think of the company, but the condition is, now it slipped my mind again. What is it? It's, tardive dyskinesia. That's what it is. You know, which is a fancy term for the twitchy condition that medication gives you. You know, it used to be known, I believe that was a term that was coined back in the 60s, and originally it was known as drug-induced dyskinesia, because it's drug-induced. But I know that I shouldn't stop or, you know, decrease my medication, says a woman who is a paid actress. So you have the transference, the psyop of the transference of the real person's testimonial to the paid actress, and the message from the company funding the paid actress's performance. You see the psyop there? You take the person who has a real experience who's being manipulated, and they're testimonial, which is disingenuous because they're being manipulated. You see what I'm saying? And that's transferred to the paid actress. And then you have the statement from the drug company paying for the ad that probably caused the problem that Goldwater Law Firm is running ads that are coming on next. If you or someone you know has suffered from tardive dyskinesia, because there are those commercials. What is wrong with this society? This is wrong. And speaking of diabetes, you know, like I said, the Toujeo commercial, you know, those goofy commercials, like I said, the side effects, I mean, have you seen them? You know what I'm talking about. You know, side effects may include allergic reaction, maybe life-threatening, low blood sugar, serious and life-threatening, may cause shaking, sweating, fast heartbeat, blurred vision, and apparently mowing your lawn like Dr. Seuss with an Etch-a-Sketch. Anyone who acted like that at work or really anywhere in public, anywhere around people, but certainly at work, should probably get fired immediately, and rightfully so. What is your problem, dude? What are you walking around? What are you listening to? You look like a creeper. No one should act like that. That should not be normal. But again, that's part of the PSYOP, part of the suspension of disbelief and all of that garbage. Furthermore, anyone who mows their lawn like Dr. Seuss with an Etch-a-Sketch should probably have a psych evaluation. Don't you think? And yet, what is going on in this society? More people need to stand up and say, no, stop, stop. It's not okay. Stop it right now. I want to go to the local grocery stores and get a copy of the package inserts and just stand around and read with people. Have you read that? And just highlight some stuff. Have you ever read it? Don't you think it's a little weird? I mean, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, by the way, it's based on legislation passed in the 80s, the National Vaccine Injury Act, right? I believe is what is referred to. But that's from the 80s. We've legalized injuring people, and we're still buying into this propaganda? What is going on here? This is psychotic. So, Candace Owens is partly right. Yes, the left needs God, but America needs God. We have lost our minds. We have lost sight of the sanctity of life. And if there's not a giant public outcry, you know, then there's a problem. You know? Sure, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will, you know, sure, yes. But, you know, Romans 2, I want to say, Paul says, you know, you don't have to, you know, there are certain folks who allot unto themselves. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that murdering people in mass is wrong. You don't have to, you know, be particularly enlightened or genius, but you have to be mind-controlled and propagandized and really steeped in some nasty stuff to, I don't know, just go about your daily life and, you know, have conversations like it's not a big deal and stuff. Don't you? Isn't that messed up? Isn't that what we fought against just a few decades ago? Isn't that precisely what we were told we were fighting against? That kind of sickness? You know, forgive me, but that seems to be what's happening today in America, is it not? I mean, it seems to be plain as day. When you have these commercials that run back to back, where, I mean, you could have them all lined up where one drug causes the problems that the next drug will fix, that the next commercial for the ambulance chaser is going to tell you you could be entitled to significant compensation. That is sick. And you're targeting women, children, the elderly, and infirmed. That is sick. That is sick. It's not right. It's psychologically deranged and disturbed. Stick around. Be right back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back.
Beyond the suns that guard this.
You know, we used to know, and there was still the messaging that told us so and told us better not too long ago. In all of this, you see the sort of panopticon, digital panopticon. Everybody's just following orders. Who knows who's watching? We're all spying on ourselves and one another. But we used to have the messaging. I saw an episode of Laramie recently. It was season 3, episode 10, and it's titled Handful of Fire. And it's the one where, you know, Indian hating Colonel John Barrington, you know, George McCready stars as John Barrington, is court-martialed for refusing to cancel an attack, and, you know, he's this misguided guy who, anyway, the episode concludes with Slim Sherman, you know, Robert Errol Van Orden, a.k.a. John Smith. he's talking about this guy, Colonel John Barrington, and the men who were following his orders. And he says their big mistake was following orders from the wrong man. We used to have that kind of messaging in America. We used to. And while the gaslighting continues, you know, I mentioned the conversation earlier, watching Hulu, and they're, are they owned by a pharmaceutical? This is not a joke. This is not a joke. These people understand money. It's part of the, you know, measuring stick that they use. And obviously the CIA is involved because, you know, again, you go back to Michael Rupert's research, and one of the best things he gave us was the accounting pedigree of, you know, the Dulles brothers, for example, and the skull and bones history and how important and entrenched the financial interest is. And that's essential, you know, to the black ops and all of that garbage. They understand cash flow, you know. And if 100 million people canceled Hulu and Amazon Prime and you know, Netflix and all of the rest of them, and did what Jaron Lanier has been, you know, is anyone listening? 10 reasons to cancel your social media accounts right now. Right now. You know, meanwhile, people are, it's like a joke. Yeah, I wish more people would get it. No, I wish you would get it. Get off Hulu. Get off all of it. You know, there's this graphic of the, you know, bondage kind of thing, a woman walking a bunch of people down the street with the image. You've probably seen it on social media. Pharma is the dominatrix, and mainstream media, FDA, CDC are all kind of the, you know, subjects or whatever. And people quote, you know, comment, now add Amazon, you know, and all of these other services. Don't you get it? You people don't get it either. You don't get that you don't get it, which reminds me of Donald Rumsfeld's ridiculous remarks. But seriously, shut it off. It's time to make some hard choices, people. What are you doing? You are essentially condoning. And this is why I say, you know, there is no separation. Candace Owens gets it almost right. We are all culpable. If we're listening to folks like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, we are all culpable in this mess. And it is a mess. When you're murdering millions of people, that's a mess. You know? We get all kinds of lessons, from they thought they were free and it can't happen here, all the way to death by government. And, you know, a lot of lessons in between and plenty more afterward. And yet, you know, we listen to psyops like the Rand Corporation publishing a PR piece that tells us, no, vaccines are safe. You know, say these 10 experts. 10 experts. You know, they are all PR people. Whereas, oh, no, I'm sorry, 9 of them are all public relations experts. There's one who's a doctor, but in a related field. That's the kind of garbage we listen to. What is happening, America? And that's a rhetorical question. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. One last quick thing before we go to the phones. Bottom of the second hour, this Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. So it is a well-observed fact of history that once you start digging into the esoteric, you find that things are backwards. And that's, I won't go into that, but, that's what we've been seeing in America. We keep hearing things are backwards. And, make it seem cool and nostalgic when we put it in, couch it in Orwellian terms or whatever. I almost feel like that creates a sort of romantic, nostalgic mysticism to it. It's backwards. And so in the same way that I have said, cognitive dissonance should be called schizophrenia, to take the romanticism out of it, We should just call this stuff backwards. It's upside down and backwards. It's wrong thinking. And you end up with examples like I've mentioned, or, you know, whether it's those or others, or things like, you know, NASA astronauts tell us that they can, you know, we've gotten so, the psychopathy, it's so crazy that they're going to feed us our own, you know, excrement, and it's going to be fine. No, it's cool. Astronauts are doing it. Well, even Netflix is telling me that Jack Parsons, NASA, and JPL, this very dark history, it's public knowledge. And so Isaiah, by contrast, in Isaiah 5, what are those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Doesn't that sound like everything we're dealing with? You know, all the way down to the last point, like I said, the artificially sweetened times. You know, Don Harkins mentions in Artificially Sweetened Times, there's a squirrel that had sense enough not to take the artificial sweetener. So, I think it's time for this nonsense to stop. Anyway, to the phones we go. Paul in New Jersey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Chris, you know, I was I watched that Saturday Night Live sketch. Uh-huh. And I was thinking I had a better comedian in mind who could play Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remembered that Don Rickles had died, so he was unavailable to play the part.
Nice.
Anyway, Listen, concerning George Soros, I wanted to make some remarks about him. For one, if you go to the list of American billionaires, right, you know, he only rates number 59 at a paltry $8 billion in his net worth. All right. It's important to remember that, because that means there actually he was number 60. So there are 59 billionaires richer than him. Now, if he's worth $8 billion and can cause all this trouble, well, what about the Koch brothers? You know, the two of those combined are worth over $100 billion, so that makes them 12 times richer than George Soros. The Bezos family, the combined wealth, they're worth about $140 billion now. You take the Walton money and multiply that by three from what they inherited, they're worth about $140 billion now. And yet, none of those hyper-billionaires do anything with their money to combat George Soros' influence. And for them, that would be loose change.
And it seems that, if anything, in my estimation, it's actually in exact accordance with Cecil Rhodes' Last Will and Testament, where basically there's this coagulation or agglomeration of wealth to move in the same direction, trending toward the moral decline, generally speaking, of our society.
Well, this is something they've got to work out and figure out. I mean, I assume they're just in it for maximization of profits. That's what they claim all the time. You know, but
well,
to me,
again, that gets back to what I was talking about last week with Patrick Porter's piece and the market security state and this psychotic drive for profit, you know, profitability of capital at all costs. And obviously the military-industrial complex is excellent for that. You know, you
That's
just get
true.
People fighting and keep, you know, where is that piece that, speaking of these kinds of things, one quick thought on that note. Who was it? It was, oh, man. Can't think of her name. Darn it. I'll think of it in a second.
It's not Ann Coulter.
Oh, Eva Kareen Bartlett.
Okay.
Eva Bartlett, who Yeah, she made the observation. When was that? Recently. You know, Colin Powell. So she was pointing to the RT interview, the going underground interview. Colin Powell's chief of staff, don't mess with Hezbollah, ex-KGB agent on Skripal poisoning. So basically, Colin Powell's, you know, who is an insider, those who know Colin Powell's pedigree, he was one of those plucked kind of guys. Staff, his chief of staff, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, basically was very candid and, you know, talking about how different groups are used so that, you know, as proxies, and, you know, that includes, I don't know, it's basically, to summarize in the interest of time, because, you know, if I say that Israel is used as a proxy, people will say, oh, but, you know, it's the tail wagging. Yes, there is that, and it's that circular thing where everyone can point with plausible deniability at someone else. U.S. points at Israel, Israel points at U.S., and, you know, all of the allies do that, and there's all of that, you know, enemy and my enemy is my friend garbage in there. Anyway, and so that's what you have. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, so my point being about all these wealthier-than-Soros billionaires is that if Soros can get so much done with his paltry $8 billion, therefore, he could be easily put down or driven into oblivion by wealthier people funding the opposite kind of social program that he has, but nobody does that. None of the billionaires do that, and that's my argument, is that they approve. They like it like this, and that's why George Soros, to me, is more of a front man for the elite. You know, he's the one who takes the blame, and he doesn't care. And by the way, I would have a feeling that there's probably back channels of ways by funding and giving him money into his hedge funds, right, where you can launder that money under the pretext of being an investment.
Absolutely. And that's precisely my point when I say, to me, he's the Albert Hakim of our day, because he is sort of the poster child of that, and I completely agree with you on the other folks, but to say it's just $8 billion when in 2017, you know, Wall Street Journal, Fortune, New York Times, everybody was reporting money, CNN money, you know, he's transferring $18 billion, he gave $18 billion to his foundation. You know, again, what does it benefit him to do that? Ki bono. Who benefits?
Well, he's got a hardcore, you know, ideological impetus or issue which he's pushing in his agenda. Just to be so involved in that when he could be relaxing around his estate and gardening, like mentally healthy people do. Right? And, this, and by the way, this is more indicative, as I argue, of, and by the way, part of the reasons why I agree with graduated income tax, because I see so many of these billionaires are ultimately pathological, and that letting them handle their money however they want is dangerous for the rest of us. So they have to be watched and restricted and guided, because look at what George Soros can do with just $8 billion. And by the way, probably the leverage of his hedge funds. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be money in
and
that.
With the help of, you know, CIA and other partners and, you know, offshore laundering. I mentioned the spider's web recently and how it touches on but doesn't pierce the, you know, the, what do you call it, the ceiling or whatever of the subject. But, I mean, it touches on London and, again, this sort of plausible deniability of what's going on offshore, and the Panama Papers started to blow that wide open, and then, you know, Daphne Caruana Galizia had an accident, and nobody else seems to be that interested, in spite of the fact that graph database technology should be able to blow that story and all others like it wide open. But yeah, I think your point is absolutely on point. You know,
and one more point. point I'd like to make before I go and ask you a question is, if you've been following Adam Green over at No More News, because I really think you should check out his work. And by the way, he did a piece about how CPAC has really turned into APAC, and that's what happened this weekend with what's going on over there. It seems like it's not so much, they don't seem as nationalist
that
as they should
be. That's my point. I mean, that's my point. When I said what I said, I'm sure you heard, you know, why I was saying, to me, the other side of that, you know, the whole left, and that's why I was saying America needs God. You know, Candace Owens says the left needs God. Well, we're all, you know, there's not one of us in that context or in that vernacular. There's not one of us that's perfect. So to say that, to start otherizing, again, you fall prey to this PSYOP. And so the other side of that coin, again, is the CNP discussion that we've talked about on this broadcast. You know, that what I was saying is that the neo-lib, neo-con sides of the same PSYOP. And the neo-con side is, you know, when you start getting into the hardcore religious right, it's that CNP contingent, the Council for National Policy. And that includes a lot of the names that you mentioned.
Yeah,
you know, the ultra-conservative billionaire crowd.
Well, I don't know their view on CPAC. I don't know who's funding that. But it was interesting just seeing the line of attendees, what was going on, and just the kowtowing to Zionists, and that, you know, the seems like a lot of these types like Mark Levin and others, they can't leave their ethnicity alone for a minute, you know what I mean, in public.
And again, I mean, that is so ironic, because it's actually, you know, one of the things folks don't get into when you start talking Zionist movement, and you get into the history of that, like folks like Christopher Blinn have done, then you start, when you really start digging, it's obvious that, first of all, as I have pointed out, the creation of this thing called Israel, which I don't think is the biblical Israel, really difficult the more you dig in to make that argument. It was a construct from before the turn of the 20th century. So set that aside, that you have all of these, you know, building blocks that are essential to get to 1948, before the turn of the 20th century. So set that aside, and then just skip forward to, you know, Irgun, Likud, all this kind of nonsense, and the, you know, Menachem Begin, the I am the terrorist of the world, you know, all of that kind of nonsense, to, you know, Benzion Netanyahu, and Benjamin and his brother, and I mean, just all of it. It's just a terrorist network. And
well, the thing too is, after they got their state, you know, hey, here's a hint for them: you can stop the terrorism and relax. You know what I mean? You can stop all that.
But
you know,
but
it doesn't seem they have that hell bent. They it seems like they want a whole either expansion, you know, into Syria and elsewhere, or extending their influence in the region. That seems for sure. By the way, at American taxpayer expense, and
again,
the conservatives will help that.
That, so where I was going with what I was saying was the Reformed Zionism movement, and that is they say it's not religious, which is ironic. You know, they want to claim it's the Jewish heritage, but it's not religious. It's
well, then if it's not religious, then it's going to be racial, right? So, you know, if you're going to gather as Jews, is it going to be racial, or is it going to be under the Judaism?
Right.
Which one?
And then if that argument arises, then I want to go back to Genesis chapter 10, and let's have a real discussion about who's who in the zoo. And, you know, speaking of Benzion Netanyahu, that whole, you know, the Sephardic crowd starts to come up, and again, Sepharad is a region mentioned in Obadiah. It's not a people group per se. So anyway, the Reformed Zionism is, the point was, that's another more hardcore, virulent strain of the warmongering crowd and terrorists, really. is the point, with no religious attachment or, you know, qualms against the worst sort of atrocities. And it's just, you know, this is the history. It's recent history. You know, again, I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu, the accusations that are brought against him are, to me, they remind me of all of the high profile stuff. It's like the stuff that Joan Vion reminded us about, Mario Draghi and the other, you know, these are like, this is like a parking ticket, what he's accused of, for the things that he could be accused of. So, anyway.
Yeah, no kidding, 9/11. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Exactly. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, as always. Appreciate it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
killing all those people. I have to believe the money you're making can't possibly be enough to justify.
Enough. There is no such thing. We take what can be taken. This is what we do.
That, to me, is what I think of when I think George Soros. And so you take that, you know, that to me is a sort of operative concept. Go watch, for those who don't know, go watch the Steve Croft interview, you know, 1998, 60 Minutes piece. And his shocking admission about what he did to his own people. And I just think he's a thief and a sick person who has been conscripted, suborned. You know, who does that? For these people who measure, you know, this is their measuring. I'm gonna give away $18 billion, and that's not the first of it. Giving away more than I'm worth now because I'm just a nice guy? No, I'm not buying it. I don't think it was his in the first place to give away. And I think these other folks are that Paul mentioned are more, I don't know, maybe call them business owners, but really kind of the same cast of characters. To me, it's all the same. They've all been, you know, I think if we dig in, we'll find basically black ops in there somewhere and CIA and partners involvement. That's what I think. And I think to borrow from what Paul was saying, because I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but in my estimation, there is laundering going on, and there are people who have been, you know, conscripted to the effort, shall we say. Like George Soros. And I find it difficult to imagine that any of them aren't. So, you know, it's just, it's that kind of thing. And again, it's all very tragic and unfortunate. Because the end of it, what does it matter? Again, what does it profit a man that he, you know, gain the whole world and lose his own soul? On the other stuff, Reformed Zionism, I was talking about, you know, if you dig into that stuff, again, I mean, I'll just put it in simple terms. If you support Israel or you support Saudi Arabia, you support terrorism and terrorists. How's that? The, you know, the state Israel, not the biblical Israel. And I do make a very marked distinction. And I think one of the, again, the devil's trick is to tell you, is to try to conflate those two. You know, tell you that up is down and back is forward and dark is light and light is dark. You know, I make a very marked distinction between the biblical Israel and this modern incarnation. This is what I would call counterfeit. So you look into Reformed Zionism, the Irgun, Likud, Jabotinsky, who was he, Benzion Netanyahu and his sons, all of that stuff. It's a terrorist organization. So is Saudi Arabia. And that gets right back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, colliding those forces together. And guess what? Everyone's being drawn into it. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.